So joining the show also today, we have Tia van Lochrenberg. Thank you for joining us, Tia.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. I've been looking forward to this ever since you asked me. Thank you.
How are you today?
I am actually doing really well, thanks. I mean, given the current situation, there's not much excitement that can go on, but I'm doing pretty well. And how are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing well. Thank you.
Oh, that's good.
So thanks for coming on today.
Oh, no, not a problem.
What we want to speak to you about today, so you have your lifestyle blog that you've been running now for a few years, and I want to ask you a few things about that. So for those of you out there who don't know, Tia van Lochrenberg runs a blog called Tall Blonde Tales. Any lifestyle and travel things that she comes up, she puts on her blog. As of present, she has almost 500 followers, and also,
oh, wow.
Yeah, no, quite impressive actually. And also, as of recently, she's been nominated for 2 blogger awards, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yes, yeah, it's been actually such a fun week for me. I've been nominated for, I think, 5 awards in the last week. I've only updated on 2 of them. But honestly, it's been such an amazing week for me, and I really love having this blog. So any questions you have, more than happy to answer them.
I have to ask first, how did you come up with the name?
So obviously, the name, when you're coming up with any sort of platform, is quite a challenge. Like, I mean, people often say when they're writing books, even, is like coming up with the name is the hardest part. And I was contemplating about the name for weeks when I came up with the idea to do a blog. And then all of a sudden, I was having a nap and it just hit me. I was like, Tall Blonde Tales. I'm a relatively tall individual. All the people who know me will know this. And I'm blonde, and the kind of pun I was going on is tall tales are like stories, and I wanted to tell stories, give advice, okay. And so yeah, I just thought making it Tall Blonde Tales would be a fun way of individualizing, a way for me to share my stories and advice with the world that had a little tear twist on it.
Oh yeah, can I tell you what I originally thought? I thought you were talking about ponytails, because I know that you're blonde, and I thought you were talking about your actual blonde ponytail, and I was
that's quite funny. I never thought of it like that.
Yeah, you can always counsel Lizzie to bring a little,
oh no, that's fantastic.
Left field area into the show.
Oh no, it's great.
So Tia, I want to ask you, why did you start your blog? Like what came up a few years ago when you're like, I want to start a blog. I want to start this platform.
Okay, that's a fantastic question. So I started the blog last year in February 2019 and I've always loved writing. I've been writing since before I could use a pen properly, when I was just using crayons. I've always loved writing, and unfortunately, as high school went on, you guys were talking about this earlier in the show, you know, time gets quite short.
Yeah.
So I've always wanted to be a writer as a profession, and I loved writing in my spare time. But as obviously grade 10, grade 11, grade 12, I stopped writing for fun because there just wasn't the time. And so when I decided that I wasn't going to go to university like everyone else, I was going to take a gap year, I thought, okay, enough is enough. No more putting on the brakes, hiding behind school as an excuse. I'm going on a gap year, so I have the opportunity to get back into writing. And I thought, what better way to combine my love of writing and my desire to want to do it more with this amazing journey that I was going to go on? So I thought, oh, combine the two. I could start a blog and I'll document essentially part of my journey. But it's also then a way for me to write, share my writing with the world, give advice and that sort of thing. And that's when the idea sort of grew, and just being on a gap year and having that time and opportunity was just too perfect to miss.
Okay, that's really
yeah.
Cool. That's a really nice story. I like that.
Yeah.
And what does it take to run a blog or to run a social media platform? So like, how do you, so I know that there's obviously ways to start it online. You know, you start a blog website, you have your posts, you format the website, the comments and everything. But what does it take what's like the day-to-day runnings of a blog?
Okay, so another really great question, because I think having an online platform is such a great thing for especially the younger generations to do, because you can make it unique. It's a way of expressing yourself, and it's a little piece of the world that's just for you. But what I didn't realize when I first started the blog was that there's so much more that goes into it than just writing posts, uploading it, and keeping the general look of your website up to date.
Right.
So in the past few months, actually, with lockdown, I've actually realized how much I wasn't doing properly in the day-to-day running of the blog. So as a blogger, essentially, you should be working on an 80% to 20% ratio, and only 20% is writing. The other 80% is actually networking with other bloggers. So obviously...
Oh, okay.
Exactly. So obviously, you need to have good content. I mean, a blog's not a blog if you don't produce content.
Yeah.
But there's no way for you to generate views and establish connections with the blogging world, which is how your viewership will go up, if you don't get out of your own blog and look at other people's blogs. So on a day-to-day basis, what I do is I dedicate at least a day or two for writing blog posts. I try to get a bit ahead so that if something happens, I have a blog post ready and I don't have to panic. And then what I'd do for writing the post is I'd usually do a draft, then I'd edit it, and then I'd put it into my site so I can add photos and make it pretty. And that's usually 1 or 2 days of the week. But every single day, I dedicate at least an hour to networking. So I go through all of my comments. I reply to every single comment, because even when you become an established blogger, your readers and the people who comment are what keep your site going.
Yeah,
so they need to feel like you're not just producing content and they're reading it, but you're not actually showing that you care about them reading. So I take the time to go through all my comments, make sure I've replied to all of them. And then what I do is I go into my reading tab and I go through all the other blogs that I follow. I look for some new blogs and all the ones that I see that are interesting or they have some sort of link to my blog, I make sure I read them through properly and leave thoughtful comments, because that's how your network grows as a blogger. And then you're able to establish relationships. And after doing that, it's an endless positive circle. So you leave nice comments on their blog, which helps them. And as a token of appreciation, they check out your blog, and then your readership and followers almost fall into each other.
Oh, so, okay. That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Exactly. So I'd say, like, the day-to-day running of a blog, it's not hard, but it takes effort. It doesn't need to take a lot of time, especially if you enjoy what you're doing, but you really need to take a little bit of time every day to put effort into not just your own site, but to looking at other sites so that you become part of the blogging community.
Right.
And then that will really help your site.
Okay. Do you find it difficult to, like, keep up with lots of with comments and followers and all the blogs around you?
So I don't actually find it difficult, because I really enjoy talking to all those people. It's almost like having, like, this is going to sound really weird, but it's like going into a room, or it's like coming back to Red Hill and everyone knows you. And it's just such a happy, exciting feeling. It's like, oh, you guys missed me. You know who I am. It's like... It's a really nice feeling.
Yeah,
so,
Tia, I think that the real question is it hard being famous?
Oh, I'd hardly say I'm famous, but thank you. That's really sweet of you to say. But I'd say it's definitely gotten more time consuming, but that's a direct result of the fact that I'm putting more time and effort into my blog. So last year, I wasn't putting as much time into networking and responding to my comments quickly. And while I was getting views, I was okay. I'm not getting as many or as many comments as I do now. But the fact that I get to now talk to all these awesome, amazing bloggers about their own stuff, and the fact that I also love reading, so I get to read through their content, it's actually a lot of fun, and it's a great way of making good friends. I mean, I've made quite a few blogging friends just because of this increase in views that I've had. And as much as it does take a little bit more time, so you've got to kind of work that into your schedule, I'd say that it's definitely worth it, because I really enjoy talking to all these people, checking out their content. It inspires me, and it really keeps me motivated on days where I'm like, oh, this blog is exhausting me. I don't know if I want to keep going. So having them comment and having other bloggers connect with me, it really makes it worth it. You go, no, I'm not just doing this for me anymore, I'm doing this for them.
Mm. So can I ask, what typically do you write about? Take me through, for example, the last article that you wrote. What's your favorite thing to write about?
Okay, so I generally write about lifestyle advice and tips because I think that there's actually quite a bit of shortage on tips in the world that are relevant to life situations. So I've always wanted my posts to have a helpful note to it, no matter what they are, even if they're just stories that have happened to me. I want someone to be able to take something helpful out of it. So okay. My favorite things to write about are probably the interesting topics with tips or reviewing experiences that I've had. So my recent ones were obviously thank yous for the blogging nominations, but I recently did a Harry Potter bucket list, which was loads of fun because I love Harry Potter, and it was a great way to talk about traveling and everything. Oh, Harry Potter fan, love you.
Yes. No, so now what is on your Harry Potter bucket list? Give me one example at least.
So one example is I went to see more of the actual film sites in England.
Okay.
One thing that I actually realized, which is quite fantastic, is the university I'm going to in September is one of the filming locations.
Oh no, you're joking. That's so exciting.
I'm serious.
That's amazing. Oh, you literally get to go to Hogwarts. You literally are going to Hogwarts. I'm so jealous.
No, I'm so excited. I'll send you pics.
Please do. That would make me so happy.
No, of course. But my other favorite posts that I love to write are ones that link up to relationships. Because I think relationships, no matter what kind they are, with family, friends, or a partner, they form such an integral part of our lives. So I recently wrote a post called Some People Are Worth Melting For, True Versus Fake Friends. Mm. Because I think looking at your friendships and actually seeing who is a friend that would melt for you, thank you, Olaf, is such a valuable thing to know. And I think as much as, you know, we all have some fake friends, I think there are really only certain things that true friends would do with us. And having gone through the whole gappy experience, it's really allowed me to reflect on my friendships and see, oh, okay, what are my friendships really like? That's what I always try and do. I try and link up to something that I've experienced or I've learned, and then provide a way for my readers to get something not only that's entertaining, but also that's helpful and something that they can really think about.
Oh no, that's fantastic. Nice. That's brilliant. I'll definitely check it out because I haven't so far.
Oh, thank you.
It sounds incredible.
Last thing I want to ask you before we get going is, so with your blogging award nominations, what exactly does that mean? Does that mean you would get like a physical award?
Or what does it entail?
Yeah.
Okay, so sadly, it's not quite like YouTube where you hit a certain number of followers or subscribers or whatever and you get a fancy little plaque. Sadly, it's not quite so fun. But essentially, these blogging awards are designed by bloggers, and it's almost like a tag team pass the baton type thing. Okay. So it gets spread through the blogging community, and what it means is someone's found your blog and they think that you deserve the nomination and recognition because they think you've put a lot of hard work in and you deserve to have this award. And sort of how it works is they then pose a few questions for you and you answer the questions, and then your way of paying it forward is you then nominate new people and give them new questions.
Okay.
So you're
Exactly.
So you're spreading the award and also getting other people to communicate and to join in with this sort of thing. So that's really what the blogging community is all about. It's not just about yourself. It's about spreading what you know and sharing with other bloggers. So that's all blogging awards are, is one blogger likes your blog. So they give you the award and they nominate you and ask you questions. You answer the questions and then nominate more people. So it's an endless circle of giving and sharing and helping other bloggers grow.
That's really nice. I like the vibe and sound of that.
It's such an encouraging community, and I think that's what a lot of new bloggers don't realize, is that you really don't need to be afraid to reach out to other bloggers, because most of them were in the exact same position, and all the bloggers that I've interacted with are just so friendly, so wholesome, and they're always willing to lend some advice, give you some helpful comments or anything like that. So I think it's such an incredibly positive community. Yeah. So Yeah.
Lovely. Well, Tia, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your insights.
Your energy has been inspiring, really.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun. I love talking to you guys.
Thanks again for sharing your insights about your blog, and hopefully through this platform you'll get more people going to read it.
Yes, thank you so much. Yes, everyone, go to www.tallblondetales.com. Red Radio, broadcasting live.